We're doing Pirkei Devlezer, Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter. And Pirkei Devlezer is discussing the days of creation. He's gotten as far as Thursday, the 5th day. And now goes off on a tangent. This chapter is quoted in Halacha. Tur quotes it regarding the laws of Yom Kippur, as we will see. This chapter is going to focus on Yonah. B'chamishi, on the 5th day, Barach Yonah mipnei Elokim. Yonah ran away from before God. V'lama Barach, why did he run away? El pam rishona shlacho la'ashiv et gvul Yisrael. The first time God sent him to speak about the receding Jewish border. V'amdu dvarav, and his prophecy came true. Shneimar v'ashiv et gvul Yisrael milevo chamat. He receded the Jewish border from the city of Hamat, from coming to Hamat. Pam shnia, the second time God sent him as a prophet, shlachol Yerushalayim la'achriva. God sent him to prophesize that Jerusalem would be destroyed. Kivan shasu tshuva, when the Jews repented, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa kerov chasadav, God did as his great kindness. V'nicham al hara, God was, so to speak, consoled about doing the bad. V'lo charva, and Jerusalem was not destroyed. V'ayu Yisrael korin oto navi sheker, the Jews would call him a false prophet. He had said it would be destroyed, and it was not, because they had repented. Pam shlishit, the third time, shlachol Ninveh, God sent him to the city of Ninveh, the capital of Ashur. Dan Yonah din beino levein atzmo. Yonah did the following calculation between himself. Amar, ani yudea shezeh agoy krovei tshuvayin. I know that this nation are close to doing tshuva. Achshav osin tshuva.
Was that Nevius?
No, that was recognition of where they were holding. Achshav osin tshuva. Now I come, I'll tell them things are that God sent me, that they're going to be punished for their ways. They'll do tshuva now. V'akadosh Baruch Hu sholeach ugzo al Yisrael, and then God will send his anger against the Jewish people. V'lo dai sh'Yisrael korin oti navi sheker, and not only will the Jews call me a false prophet, ela afu moto olam, even the nations of the world will say I'm a false prophet. I'm going to tell them they'll be destroyed. They'll do tshuva, they won't be destroyed. So again, I'll be called a false prophet now by everyone. Hareini borech li lemakom shelo ne'emar kvodo sham. I'm going to run away to a place that God's honor, so to speak, is not mentioned there. Im al hashamayim, if I go to the heavens, ne'emar shekvodo sham, the verse says God's honor is there. Shne'emar al hashamayim kvodo. Says God's honor is in the heaven. Ala aretz, I'll go throughout the land. Ne'emar shekvodo sham. The verse says that God's honor is throughout the land. Shne'emar melocho la'aretz kvodo. Hareini borech lamakom shelo ne'emar kvodo sham. I'm going to go to a place where it doesn't say God's honor is there. Yarad Yonah liyafo v'lomtza sham oniyah lered ba. Yonah went down to Jaffa, the port city. He couldn't find the ship to go to Chutz La'aretz. Where does he got to go if he wants to get away from Hashem? Chutz La'aretz. The ship that Yonah ultimately traveled on was 2 days' journey from Jaffa. In order to test Yonah, what did God do? God sent special wind, some kind of tornado, some kind of special wind, and the ship was whisked back to Jaffa port. Jonah saw this great miracle. This ship is being whisked back to port when he gets there, and he was happy. Now I know that my way is straight before me.
How is that possible? That he's trying to get away from Hashem, and Hashem's giving him a nace to help him get away from him, and he's saying that's the right way.
Well, let's see. Gavriel was told to take burning coals and throw them on Jerusalem, and from heavens, when he did it, they yelled at him, they punished him, they threw pillars of light at him. They said, why'd you do it? God told him to do it. Yeah, but maybe God would have changed his mind, you should have procrastinated. So you see, even when God says to do something, sometimes he wants you to figure out a way of getting out of it. God tells the Navi Hoshea, the Jew sinned. So Hoshea says, okay, take another nation. Be gone with the Jews. Let's take someone else. How much sinning could they do?
So
God says, what? That's not your job. You're supposed to fight back. You're supposed to say, no, forgive them. No, they have all these merits and those merits. You're supposed to fight for them. You can't say, give them up for another nation. Moshe was punished for saying that. And we saw the whole Medrash of Moshe fighting for the way of Hashem. So Yonah thought, maybe this is the way Hashem wants me to fight for his people.
Why didn't fight for the against the Akedah?
Who says he didn't? We know he prayed about it. When we get to the Akedah, we'll discuss that at greater length. But who says Avram didn't daven about it?
Does he win anyway?
We say every Tanis, Mishana Lavram Bar HaMoriah Uyanenu. We said every day in Aser Simei Tshuva, whoever answered Avram at Har HaMoriah, he should answer us. What was God answering him at Har HaMoriah? What was he praying for that he was answered? What?
Right, an alternative.
Okay. Yeah, you could say that way.
Yeah, would Hashem make a nis to not...
to find a way out?
Yeah.
Maybe. You see, Yonah, who knew more than I did, thought so. Yonah said to the people on the ship, I'll go down with you. We're going to the islands of Tarshish. Says, I'll come with you. What was customary with all other ships was that when you leave the ship, upon exit, you'd pay. Yonah was so happy, he paid in advance. Etc. The verse says Yonah went down to run away to Tarshish from for Hashem. He went down to Yafo, etc., and he paid the fare before he even got on. They distanced themselves one day's journey from the land. And a terrible wind, some kind of tornado, started attacking them in sea from their right, from their left. All the other ships at sea were passing by peacefully. The ship that Yonah went down in was in tremendous tzara. They had a tremendously difficult situation. The ship seemed like it was about to be broken. It was going to be broken by the winds and the waters. Rabbi Chananya Omer, Mishivim Lashonot Yuboniya. Rabbi Chananya says that were from the 70 different nations, from the 70 speaking people speaking 70 different languages were on that ship. Each one had their disgusting idol with him. Shneimar ve'iru ha'malachim, the sailors got scared. Each one called out to his God, and we derive from that that every form of idol worship was on that ship. They bowed and they said, "Nikraish b'shem Elohav." Each person should call out to his God. The God that will answer and save us from this terrible situation, He is the God. Each one called out to his God. Didn't help. And Yonah, in this terrible predicament, Nirdam fell asleep, and he was sleeping away. The captain came to him and said, he said to him, "Hare anu umdim memavet lechaim. We're standing between death and life. V'ata nirdam v'yashen, and you're falling asleep. You're sleeping. Meza amata? What nation are you from?" Amar lo ivri anochi. He said, "I'm a Hebrew." Amar lo. So the captain said to him, "V'alo shamanu sheloi ivrim gadolu. We heard that the God of the Hebrews is great. Kum kra lelohecha. Get up. Call out to your God. Ulai tashet elokim lanu. Maybe God will have thoughts, good thoughts about us. V'yasei manu nisim, and he'll do miracles for us, k'mo sh'asa lachem b'yamsuf, as he did for you in the Yamsuf." Yeah?
Doesn't it raise kind of a bad question if everyone's calling out to their God, and then Hashem answers, but then everyone could say, "Well, oh yeah, my God answered."
Let's see. No, let's continue.
I came up with Hashem, he was right. Hashem is putting out a way for him. So his way for him is tshuva, right? Like, to return to God. It's not to get away from him, it's to go back to him. And you see that from this. He put the way open for him into a situation where he has to return.
I say, let's save our judgment calls till we see the whole chapter. Then let's talk.
And what does the Tarasna show in your Dhamma Yashan
mean? He was in a terrible predicament. Yeah, he was in a tzara. He knew he was to blame for what was happening to everyone. So he fell asleep and he slept. We have two terms here. We have Nirdam and Yashan. Nirdam seems to indicate that he fell asleep unwillingly, and Yashan seems to indicate that he slept. Meaning, after falling asleep, he slept. Two things happened here.
How could he fall asleep if he had Tzaras Nafsho?
I don't don't know, a lot of people out of depression fall asleep.
Depression, not like panicked.
He's not panicked. He's depressed. He's not panicked.
What do you mean, physically fall asleep or just like lose desire to sort of concentrate?
I don't know. Amalem, so Yonah says to them, Lachachet mikem, I won't hide from you, I won't lie to you, ki b'shvil ha-tzara hazot aleichem, ki b'shvili ha-tzara hazot aleichem, that it's because of me that this bad thing is happening to you. Sa'uni, lift me, v'atiluni el hayam, and throw me into the sea, v'ishtok hayam aleichem, and the sea will be silent from upon you. Shnemal, the verse states, v'yomar aleichem, Yonah said to them, sa'uni v'atiluni, lift me and throw me into the sea. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo kiblu anashim la'pilt Yonah el hayam. The people didn't accept to throw Yonah into the sea. Ve'epilu goralot aleihem. They drew lots upon them. Ve'epol ha'goral al Yonah. And the lot fell upon Yonah. Shne'emar ve'epilu goralot ve'epol, etc. As the verse states that they drew lots and the lot fell on Yonah. Me'asu, what they do? Natlu takirim shebonia. They took the vessels on the ship. Ve'shlichutam la'yam la'kel ma'alem. They threw them into the sea. They figured we'll lighten the load. Maybe things will... The wind, then we'll have an easier time. Ve'lo ilmuma, it didn't help at all. Ratzu lachtor b'yabasha, they wanted to turn back to the dry land. Ve'lo yacholu, they couldn't do that either. Don't forget, they've gone out to sea. They lost 2 days because their ship was thrown back 2 days' journey the first time they went out to sea with some terrible winds. Now this is the second time they're encountering such hurricanes, and only they are encountering such a thing. Me'asu, what they do? Natlu et Yonah, they took Yonah. Ve'amdu al yarkatei ha'sfina, they stood by the edge of the ship. Ve'amru, and they said, Elohei Olam, God of the world, Hashem, al titen aleinu dam naki, don't place upon us clean blood. She'enanu yudim mativo shel ha'ish hazeh, we don't know what's the deal with this man. Amar lehem bishvili ha'tzara hazot aleichem. Yonah said to them, it's because of me that this is happening to you. Sa'uni v'atilun eliam, lift me and throw me into the sea. Miyad netalu ve'etilu ad achuvotam. They took him, they put him into the sea, they put him in until his feet. Ramadi amizapo, the sea calmed down. Lakhuto etzlam, they brought him back into the ship. Layam sur aleim, the sea started going wild on them. Hetilu ad taburo, they put him in until his navel. Layam amad mizapo, the sea calmed down. Ve'eluto etzlam, they brought him back into the ship. Layam olech v'sur aleim, again the sea went wild on them. Hetilu ad savaro, they put him down till his neck. Ve'amad hayam mizapo, the sea calmed down. Ve'od eluto etzlan, again they brought him back in. Ve'ayam olech v'sur aleihen, the sea again went wild on them. Hetilu kolo, they threw him in completely. Miyad amad hayam mizapo, and right away the sea stopped from its anger. Rabbi Tarfon, huh?
Why didn't they try to pick him up again?
I guess they got the hint that he was right. He said, "Threw me in, then it'll work."
Why didn't they
try to get him again? I guess they figured out, if he says throw me in, and we see what he says comes true, so obviously we're not supposed to take him in.
Why don't they just hold him on by his neck? I mean, like, leave his head above the surface and just go with him.
I guess they saw that wouldn't work. Rabbi Tarfon, you wanted something, Simcha? Rabbi Tarfon omer, memuneh haya oto adag livloat yonah mishesh tmei v'rashit. Rabbi Tarfon says that fish was responsible to swallow Yonah from the 6 days of creation. Shneimar v'iman Hashem dag gadol livloat Yonah. God set aside a big fish to swallow Yonah. So he understands, he teaches us that means God set aside from the 6 days of creation. Nichnas b'fiv, he entered his mouth, ki adam shu nichnas b'vit ha'kneset dola, like a person that enters a large shul. V'amad, Yonah was standing. V'ayu shtei einav shedag ha'chalonot afumiyot me'irot le'Yonah. And the two eyes of the fish were like two windows of glass that gave off light, and Yonah got a tour. Rabbi Meir Omer Magalit Achat Aitat Luyab Me'av Shel Dag. Rabbi Meir says there was a precious gem that was hanging inside the fish. Mira liyona kashem shazeh shumir b'tzoraim, gave Yonah light like the sun in midday. Umarelo kol ma shebiyam uvatomot, and this fish gave him a tour of everything that was in the sea and in the depths. Ve'alav katuv omer ozeru al hatzadik, and for about him the verse states there is a light that has been planted for the tzadik. Amala adag liyona, en eta yodea shebai mi leachel b'fiv shel Leviathan. The fish said to Yonah, don't you know that today is my turn to be eaten by the great fish, the Leviathan? Amalo ina helichayni itzlo. Yonah said, lead me to him. Amal Yonah le Leviathan, bishvilcha yaradti, Yonah said to the Leviathan, I came down for you, lirot mekom medocha. I want to see where you're living. Shani atid liten chevel bilshoncha ulalotcha, because I'm going to take a string, a rope, put it in your tongue, and pick you up, v'lizboach otcha, and sacrifice you lisuda gdola shel tzadikim, for a great feast for tzadikim. As we have tradition, that in the time of the Messiah, the Leviathan will be taken up and eaten by the tzadikim.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means, right. Yonah showed him his bris milah, the seal of Avram that was upon him. Amar habrit labrit. He said, look at my bris. V'ra'a Leviathan, the Leviathan, saw the bris. U'brach mipnei Yonah, halach shtei yamim. He ran away from Yonah 2 days' journey. Amar lo, so Yonah said to the fish, Arei tzalticha mipiv shel Leviathan. I saved you, I rescued you from the mouth of the Leviathan. Every day a different fish has to go be eaten by him. I rescued you. Today he's going hungry. He doesn't want to eat you. Hareini kol ma shebiyam v'tomot. Show me everything that's in the sea and in the depths. Ve'erau nahar gadol shel mimei okeanos. He showed him the great river of the waters of the ocean. Shne'emar tov misoveveini, as the verse states, that the depths surround me. Ve'erau yam suf shavu p'tcho yisrael. He showed him the yam suf where the Jews passed. Shne'emar suf chavush l'roshi. As Yonah states, the yam suf was in bondage opposite my head. V'erau mekom mishperei yam v'galav yotzim mimenu. Showed him where the different waves of the sea begin. Shne'emar kol mishperecha v'galecha la'evaru. As Yonah says, all your waves passed upon me. V'erau amudei arz u'mchoneh. He showed him the pillars of the earth and its foundation. Shne'emar arz b'richa v'adi l'olam. V'erau geinam. He showed him gehenim. Shne'emar v'tal mishach t'chaya Hashem Elokai. V'erau shol tachtit. He showed him the depths of hell. Shne'emar mibetn shol shivati shemata koli. V'erau echal Hashem. He showed him the Beis HaMikdash. I guess there's an underwater way of getting there. Shne'emar l'kitzvei harim yaradti. I went to the edge of the mountains. Mikan anu l'meidim shirushalayim al shiva harim yomedet. From here we derive that Jerusalem is upon 7 mountains. V'erau even shtiyah. He showed him that great stone that the world was founded from. Kvua b'tu'umot. How its foundation goes down to the depths. Tachat echal Hashem. Under the Beis HaMikdash. U'vnei Korach umdin unpalim leh. And he showed him the sons of Korach standing there and praying. Here you're standing under the base of Mikdash, the Holy of Holies. If you'll pray now, you'll be answered. Yonah said to the fish, stand in your place. Stand, because I want to pray. So the fish stood. Yonah started praying before Hashem. God, you were created, you were called one who brings down, one who brings up. Yaradti, I've gone down, ha'aleini, bring me up. Nikreta mimitum chaye, you were called one who brings death and life. Harei nafshi igia l'mavet, my soul has come to death, ha'chayeini, give me life. Ve'lo na'ana. And he wasn't answered. Ad sheyatza mipiv davar zeh v'amar, until the following verse came from his mouth, and he said, Asher nadarti ashaleima, I will pay back that which I vowed. Asher nadarti la'alot et Leviathan lizbeach tolfanecha, that I vowed that I will bring up the Leviathan and sacrifice him before you. Ashalem yom shuat Yisrael, I will pay back on the day that the Jews will have salvation. Miyad ramaz hakadosh baruch hu v'shlich tuna. Right away God hinted to the fish, and he sent out Jonah. Shnehmar v'yom Hashem ladag v'eket yonah liyabasha. Ro malachim et kol ha'otot v'niflaot ha'gdolot sh'asa kadosh baruch hu im yonah. The sailors saw all the great miracles that God did with Jonah. Miyad amdu v'shlichu ish t'elohav bayam. Each one stood and threw their god into the sea. Shnehmar m'shamrim ha'blei shav chasna mi'azovu. Those who watched the service of nothing, they served the idols that are worthless, they left their idol worship. V'chazru l'Yafo, they returned to the port city of Jaffa. V'alu l'Yerushalayim, they went up to Jerusalem. U'malu et b'sar olatam, they circumcised their foreskin. Shne'emar v'yira'u ha'malachim yira gdolat Hashem, the sailors had a great fear of Hashem. V'yizbechu zevach l'Hashem, they brought a sacrifice to Hashem. V'chi zevach savchu, they bring a sacrifice. V'alon mekablin zevach min ha'goyim, we don't accept sacrifices from non-Jews. Ela zeh odam brit shu kadam zevach, but this is referring to the blood of the bris milah, which is like the blood of a sacrifice. Vinadru b'shilmu, they took vows. We do. I don't know what this medrash means. Vinadru, they took a vow.
Doesn't mean they converted?
They did convert. They became Jews. They took vows and they paid. They vowed to lavi ishet ishtov et kol shelo liyirat Elohei Yonah, to bring each person, his wife and everything he owns, to the fearing of Yonah's God. V'nadru, that's the vow they took. V'shilemu, and they paid up. They all converted and converted their wives and whatever they owned. V'aleim hu omer, al agerim gerei ha-tzedek. And about them we say in prayer, agerei ha-tzedek, the true righteous gerim, that's alluding to them as well. We ended the 10th chapter.
Just go off.